The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You don't need anesthetized when you're getting your butt bleached.
Words of wisdom. T.J. Miller, John Fugelsang, both later on this morning. Petey Mack, we're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. It's Tanline Tuesday, some other stuff on there. A couple polls. Craig in the house. Facebook, the broadcast is also available in podcast form. On Stitcher, TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, however you get your podcast. Listen live, you can, on various radio stations, and support the advertisers, because that's why the show exists.
Yes, it comes out in radio form.
Mm-hmm.
Over those radio waves.
Free, by the way.
The last bastion.
Of freedom.
Of free entertainment.
That's right.
Your TV. Most people are paying for their TV.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You don't have to pay for this.
Nothing. And you shouldn't have to.
No.
Listen.
We'd feel bad if you started sending us money. And I think that's illegal.
Yeah.
You can get TV for free, but just not the good stuff.
Yeah, but nobody wants it.
Yeah.
No. Old people.
No, there's nothing good
old
there.
People. And
very few people.
Yeah.
You get like eight channels of public television.
Right. Nothing but free TV. I got one friend that does nothing but free TV.
Yeah.
I have the free TV, but I supplement it with the cool
stuff,
too.
You pay for, right?
Yeah.
Those are the good kind of supplements.
My TV costs me $840 a month. And I'm not exaggerating. A little.
Yeah, because you got to have...
everything.
The Netflix.
Got to.
Got to have the Amazon Prime.
I got to be able to talk about it.
Right. You
got to
have
money.
All the premium movie channels.
All of them. Every single freaking one of them.
The sports package.
I got all the packages.
Right, so you can watch the Pirates on Root Sports.
Pirates, the NFL. Next year I'm getting the NBA for my son. You know, might have to get the NHL for my Penguins.
No. No, you won't.
No, I won't get that one.
Todd will get it for his
I'm
Preds.
I'm joking about that.
Right.
For his Preds.
Yeah.
His Preds suck.
No, we only care about the Stanley Cup
back
Finals.
Back to back. And that's on regular TV.
That's the only time Tyler cares about the Penguins.
I'll watch a little bit of playoffs when they're there. But definitely the Stanley Cup. And good thing, because my team's always in the Stanley Cup Finals, apparently.
It would seem.
Yeah. Apparently.
They become like the Patriots of hockey.
So what? In your face.
If only you cared more about your own team.
I get congratulated a lot. I do.
For all that cheering and you've
by the
been
way,
doing?
By the way, I do root when they're on TV, but I don't, you know me, I'm not going to exaggerate.
You don't care.
It's that, yeah. My heart won't break if they lose, but I was pissed off more at the bandwagon Pred fans, not Todd, actually. It was all the country douchebags, so I was definitely glad we beat the Preds.
So there's an interesting trend starting on the poll question on the Facebook side.
You did it on Facebook also?
I put the same question
up. Facebook's brutal,
though. You can't make a poll.
Yeah, right.
I just put the question up. There's three or four now that are starting to pour in saying they just like to do them both.
Good.
That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, so would I.
Refusing to choose between the two, saying, nah, I'd take care of both of them.
The ladies will be happy to know that all these random dudes would take care of both of them. Okay, that's good. That's a kind way of looking at it.
Yeah, it's very magnanimous of them.
I guess we could have wrote both in that poll.
Did they give you a third option?
You can make more options.
Oh, you
can make three and four. I've seen three and four
on
the Twitter. Right?
Twitter, yeah.
But you can't do the pictures.
Yeah, I was trying. Yeah. You can't put a picture. I want to put pictures of both of them and the poll question. It wouldn't let me do that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I tried to tweet out two different forms of Moscow Mule a few weeks back.
That would have been crazy.
And it wouldn't let me do two pictures. Yeah, it would have been.
Internet would have been busted on that one.
Very controversial. Very controversial.
What kind of Moscow Mule do you like?
Well, it just depends upon what you add to it.
What's new, Craig?
Oh, that was when you were in your watermelon phase.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Grinding up
watermelon. Oh, that's good. Little mint.
That
little,
sounds weird.
Little watermelon.
I was in a watermelon phase. So don't eat the watermelons right. In my house.
It was a very dark time in my life. I was going through a big watermelon phase.
I'm watching old Family Guy where Peter finds out there's apps on his phone, and he went to meet a buddy that on Grindr. And in their grinder, it was they would shove hoagies through holes and eat them.
Oh yeah, I do remember that one. Yeah,
he shows up in a bathroom, public bathroom, and he sits down. The other guy's in another stall, and he goes, "Hey, you in the meatballs?" And he goes, "Yeah." Peter goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Okay, let's do this." And he bends down his hands and knees, and a big meatball sandwich comes through the hole in the wall of the toilet. Excuse me.
Oh, like a glory hole?
Yes. It's a Family Guy from the past 5 years sometime. It's funny.
It's a more recent one, aren't
you? Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Have there been any new Family Guys lately?
No, it's season ending.
Season's over.
Okay.
It's June, right?
So he's got plenty of time to give a tribute to the mayor.
Well, and that show's coming out, too, where he's actually in it. The Orville. Remember the space show? He's actually in that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Family Guy's coming back, but... That show looks funny. What up?
Let's play Who's Older?
Okay.
Who is older, Mary Kate or Ashley Olsen?
Oh.
Is it a minute or two? You give us the difference?
I'm going to say Mary Kate.
Yeah, they're identical twins, are they not?
Yes.
Yeah, but one has to pop out first. They don't come in
unless you subscribe to John Oliver's new conspiracy theory that there is only one and we're all being lied to.
All right.
The last 2 weeks he's mentioned that in his show.
Okay.
That there is
they do look different now.
All a giant conspiracy. There's only one of them. We've all been fooled for this long, but he doesn't know why.
I think
they look a little different now.
Yeah, started to separate. So they
I don't know. I don't care. Mary Kate.
Well, see. This is the one time when it was easier for me to figure out who was older on two people that were born on the same day.
Right, because they're twins. Yeah. One had to come out sooner.
One had to, and it's probably in the in their little bio somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, Mary Kate.
Oh no, you missed that one too.
How do we miss that?
Ashley is 2 minutes older than Mary Kate.
Okay.
Well, I figure it's in Mary Kate. I always got top billing.
Todd still sucks at that game. He's like 0-8 since we started keeping track. That's almost mathematically impossible.
And you didn't play this time, did you?
Yeah, I did. I was wrong.
Oh, did you?
But I still have a winning record, I believe.
Yeah, he didn't point out that he whiffed on this one too.
But he maintains his lead in the standings.
Oh, yeah.
The same question, same as you.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I did that. Yeah. I will always lead the standings.
It's about
now.
Protecting the lead.
That's all it's about.
It's not about being right.
Never mind, you're in a crappy division.
Hey, every division's got to have a champ.
Yeah, a stupid game. But that's all right.
Mama.
Yeah.
How many minutes... older is Ashley than Mary Kate.
2 minutes, he said.
Do you remember?
Two.
Yeah. That normal, I don't know what normal separation of twins are.
That's probably right there. They don't.
I bet it's not more than five.
It's not more than five. Come on out. The door's open. That's what they say.
Now, I don't know of those two who's taller.
Oh, man, that could get crazy next year.
I've seen pictures. They're
who's
awful
taller
close.
In September? That could get crazy.
Imagine.
Crazy.
Yeah, imagine what we're going to go through when we try and figure out who's taller.
At least we have a good year.
Mary Kate or Ashley Olsen.
Good year to get prepared for that.
I bet you one of them is taller than the other.
I wouldn't doubt she was.
Probably.
It does look like when they stand side by side, one of them is taller.
I think one of them just hunches more, but you're right. It probably is
but
taller.
But which one that is, I have no idea.
Is this true, huh? Hockey snobs say it's the Stanley Cup final? No ass?
I don't care.
It's not the finals?
I don't care. That's more importantly.
Well, that makes sense, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, you know me. And I'm like, correct. I like to be grammatically correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but even then, there's a break point.
Right.
Just you're getting into
sometimes when you read stuff on the internet, you can just move on. Not say
no.
It out loud.
No.
I mean, I'll even give you the daylight saving time.
Yeah, that's a big deal in Veep right now.
But that one, but that one, the final or the finals, who cares?
No, the one representative wants to eliminate it.
Yeah, that's Yeah.
Not he's not.
No, he always messes up with saving.
Right.
It's not saving.
Oh, well, they are kind of. There are sticklers around him about saying it correctly. Right. Good. I'm with you. Do it right.
Tiger had a mix of Vicodin and Xanax.
In the morning.
Before he was busted in Jupiter.
At least he wasn't drinking or high, Craig.
He was high
on the
Vicodin and the Xanax.
On the goofballs, exactly.
Yeah, he was hopped up on the goofballs.
Mm-hmm. They never tell you.
At least it wasn't weed and alcohol.
Never tell you how much. Because I'd imagine. Well,
how much you know if you're. Yeah.
You can take, you know,
your body.
A non-goofball dose of both of them. You could probably interact with both of
Shouldn't
them.
Shouldn't be driving on either one, though.
But if you do it to excess, of course you're going to have bad side effects.
Yes, I don't know how it works. He also provided a urine sample, took a couple breath tests, showing he had no alcohol in his system. Of course, you know, I guess in this room, I heard people say, no, he really was hammered, and he bought him off.
Petey thinks he was drunk, and I think he was, too, but
on the
top
video,
of everything else,
you hear the cops say,
they smelled alcohol.
Yeah.
And then that went away.
I don't think they just make that up.
No.
Maybe he was wrong about what he smelled.
Cops know what alcohol smells like in a car. That's probably like the biggest scent they got.
I would think so, too.
You know?
Yeah. Well, he might have spilled a bottle of vodka or something.
Yeah. Before and then not drank it.
Yeah.
I spilled it all over my face. Nothing got in my mouth. Been there.
Because I bet you there's some guy out there saying, well, I've taken Vicodin and Xanax before, and I was fine.
Thought he was fine. Depending on what he was, what his tolerance was, you're right.
Reports say he's now going back to rehab for pill addiction.
All right, he's got that. I want to know when he's going to golf again because that's all I care about. Let's just talk about that this week on PTI.
So you hate that?
I know. I'm joking. I don't like that.
You hate
let
that.
The guy get his act together. If he ever golfs, then if he ever golfs again, let me know. Otherwise, don't speculate.
And even if he does golf again,
don't even let me know unless he does something.
Yeah.
If he
golfs again and consistently makes the cut,
right.
Maybe then tell me.
Yeah. Maybe.
But he hadn't been able to do that.
No.
For what? 6-8 years
right.
now?
Right. Yeah.
Who else is? Oh, no. It's not rehab. I think Charles Barkley's going to he said he was going to a fat farm.
It's funny how that. What was he? What did he sign up for? Who was paying a bunch of money to lose weight?
Was it Nutrisystem?
Yeah.
Nutrisystem or Weight
Watchers? He put it all back on, man.
No, I think it was Nutrisystem.
He put it all back on.
Yeah.
Most of them do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, because they stopped eating Nutrisystem.
Yeah, we're acquainted with somebody that that happened to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You can hear him as Mater in the upcoming Cars 3.
I don't know. He's hardly in that thing.
He's in it.
He's not in any ads.
He's in some of the new previews.
Oh, okay, the new previews now? Okay.
Yeah, he's featured in a couple previews.
I just saw the full length before Captain Underpants the other
day. Oh, you did? Yeah. You would know that, right?
Yeah.
And if you look up the IMDb cast, the first three names that come up are he and Owen Wilson and Bonnie Hunt.
Right.
The old cast from the Cars 1.
I always think it's funny when they keep remaking these famous animated movies because the kids that like the original ones don't care. And I always wondered about that.
Well, my daughter originally said when we saw the first preview for this, she's like, I don't know, I might be past Cars.
Right. That's what I've always wondered, how they keep coming back and making them. I understand they find a new audience. But I'm talking the original that sticks with it, really cares.
Well, yeah,
don't care anymore.
The ones that
my kids couldn't care less.
The ones that were six when Cars
first came out,
16 now.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, but those who are six now want to see the first two.
Oh, yeah, and probably have the first two at home on DVD and watch it nine
maybe,
times.
Maybe not. I'm talking about just seeing it on TV and going, let's go watch that. Now, granted, they know what they're doing. It's going to make a fortune like they all do. But.
And unfortunately, she's warming up to it.
Saw,
like I say, when we saw the full length, she kind of looked at it and said, well, maybe we should go to that.
How old is your daughter now?
She'll be 8 next month.
You're almost done with that. A couple years.
But nah, it's more than that.
Disney and Pixar.
Oh, for kids' movies? Yeah, you're done
do
with
a
that
pretty
almost.
Good job.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I'll admit, I got her to go to a movie a couple weeks ago that was all real people.
Captain Underpants?
No, no. Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
If you see a real movie with real people called Captain Underpants, she shouldn't be watching that.
Oh, that's not an animated.
No, it's all live action, yeah, which live. I'll take. That's a step up.
In a heartbeat.
We're moving in the right direction.
Captain Underpants. Don't type in Captain Underpants on YouPorn. Supposed to tell you not to do that twice.
Oddly enough, still stars Kevin Hart. He's in and for everything.
Yep, she's ready for a war movie pretty soon. How old was Zane when I took him to Black Hawk Down?
Too young.
10?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to go see Dunkirk.
I was thinking Dunkirk looks like a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Big war epic. She wants to see it on that 70mm.
My daughter wants to see that because Harry Styles is in it. He's actually in. He's a soldier in that movie.
Hopefully he gets shot
down. No, but she won't let me go see it with her. Because I said, I'll go see that. Because it's a great movie. It looks like a great, cool war movie.
No, I can't be seen.
No, she's going to go see with her friends.
Sure.
Because I said, Harry, this guy's in it. He's not the main star. I know he's a soldier. I bet you he gets shot in the head.
Hopefully.
Within the first hour.
I hope you told her that.
No, I did. She ain't a kid anymore.
How'd she go?
It's reality, man.
How did she go for the old hero getting shot in the head?
Well, he's
scenario.
Not the main star, but
no,
he's in the movie.
Hero.
Oh, I know that. She kind of figured it out because he's not the main star. I said, war movies, there's always peripheral characters that people like that get killed.
Yep. You just wait for a machine gun round.
I mean, the star makes it usually. But the other ones don't.
You can't even go and sit in the back row while she's down in the
front. I want to see Dunkirk. I said, I'll take you to see Harry Styles' movie, Dunkirk. What I will take her to see, rumors are he's going to star in a biopic of Mick Jagger.
Oh, I can see. Yeah, well, you did Mick Jagger on SNL. He kind of had the moves.
I said, of course, I wouldn't want to sit through that because that could be kind of dirty. So.
Yeah, Charles does say that he's going to go to the Fat Farm. Charles Barkley.
I love that they say Fat Farm, too.
Yeah.
Because they hate that. Fat Farms hate
check
that.
Check this out.
Yeah, I love when they say Fat Farm.
He's going to get his, quote, fat ass in shape.
What you going to do?
I'm going to a Fat Farm for the next 6 weeks.
That ain't going to help you.
It's going to help me.
You ain't dedicated.
I believe. So you'll be straight.
And you're going on vacation.
No, I'm going to a Fat Farm.
We're going on vacation first, Chuck.
Listen, I'm embarrassed how fat I have become. I have become lazy. Number one, I'm not healthy. Y'all not going to see me. I got to come back for that award show. But I'm taking the next 6 weeks.
Why are you putting lettuce on here?
How was the Fat Farm there, Charles?
Man, that was terrible.
Good for him. Yeah. I love that he called it that, too.
Oh, in
that. Oh, I guarantee people are hating on him calling it a Fat Farm.
Weight loss centers hate that
term.
Oh,
they do.
Well, don't put him on the brochure then. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You don't get Charles Barkley and hope that he says all the right things.
6 weeks, man.
No, and he's doing it without making a TV show out of it. A lot of fat celebrities would try to make a TV show.
True, they would.
So that's a good point. Well, you don't know he's not.
The problem with those celebrity shows is they tease them. They don't tease you at Fat Farms.
No.
They don't break out donuts and hang them over your face with a fishing rod.
Like the Biggest Loser?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you don't tease the fat guy.
And the Fat Farm, I think, they also teach you how to make it a lifestyle and maintain it.
Right, right.
You know, you can lose 100 pounds when you're working out 8 hours a week.
They don't just put you in a room with chips and donuts and say, exist. I hate that about that Biggest Fat Loser thing.
Yeah, but I bet you when that thing doesn't have a bunch of TV cameras, they kind of teach people to be healthy. They make it more of a lifestyle.
But you're not going to go to a place where they tease you with fat.
I don't think they do that when TV cameras aren't rolling.
They might not, but Bush is right, though. They work out. They kick people off those shows.
Yeah.
Which I think is even worse. You're not losing enough weight. You're out of here. Go get stay fat. Yeah, it doesn't help anybody.
The stuff they do on those shows, you can't maintain.
No, you can't.
There's no way.
They work out too hard, too long, and all of a sudden,
you cannot integrate that into normal life.
No, you can't. Because you have to have a life.
No, if they just went through their daily regimen, it would
be a boring show.
It wouldn't make for good TV.
No, I just feel bad. I really feel bad for them when they put them in those rooms with donuts and chips and salsa.
I feel bad for them when they get off the show and then they gain all the weight back.
Right.
Yeah. Or they get
kicked off or choose to leave because they can't sneak potato chips into their room.
That's right.
One guy.
Rulon Gardner.
Rulon Gardner did that, yeah.
Rulon Gardner had had enough of being tempted.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
And he said, I'm out of here.
And Taylor's closed, by the way. I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.